messages from Mark, thoughts based on some of the things we read in the second book in the New Testament in the Bible. I'm Archie Deans. In Mark chapter 1, verse 11, after the Lord Jesus had been baptized by John, we read of a voice from heaven. Listen to the words, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." These words addressed the Lord Jesus, himself God, become sinless man, the only one who ever merited such an accolade from God himself. "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." The Lord Jesus alone completely pleased his Father. Completely lived a life without fault, no shameful thoughts, no harsh words, no wrong actions, everything done in exactly the right way at exactly the right time. In him is no sin. What a wonderful Saviour he is. And it's because of that that he can be your Saviour, that he is my Saviour, uniquely qualified to offer to God the sacrifice that he required for sin. Uniquely qualified to give his life and take it again. He is alive today and able to save. This one described as God's beloved Son, in whom God is well pleased. What a wonderful accolade. What a wonderful Saviour. What a wonderful privilege to know him as Saviour through faith. What a wonderful privilege to serve him as Lord. That's why Christians, have you noticed, love to refer to him as the Lord Jesus, because once our faith is in him for salvation, once we've trusted him for salvation and we've been made fit for heaven, we are fit to serve him here on earth. He is a wonderful Saviour. Hear these words again. "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."